One layer at a time, a 3D printer injects melted plastic into a mold for a face shield. Soon this headband will be fitted onto a hospital worker at the Asante Rogue Regional Medical Center here in Jackson County. The hospital has partnered up with a group of makers called COVID Skunk Works, led by mechanical engineer Brad Converse.
We have dozens and we'll soon have hundreds of 3D prints for face shields. We have 3D prints currently in the works for ventilator manifolds that turn one ventilator into anywhere from 4 to 6. We have people sewing masks.
Like other hospitals across the country, Asante is running low on personal protective equipment, or PPE, such as surgical masks and gowns due to the coronavirus pandemic. So it has teamed up with this group of local volunteers. Among them is Allie French, the program director with Talent Maker City, a community space where members can use its specialized tools and machines to make things, including face shields for Asante.
A frame for that is being manufactured on 3D printers across Southern Oregon, all the way to from Grants Pass to Klamath Falls, by local makers. Later on Talent Maker City's website, we'll have a link to the most current files that have been approved by Asante. So if people have 3D printers in their home, they could actually be helping this effort.
Face shields aren't frequently used in hospitals. They look more like something a police officer would wear during a riot. But Brian Murphy of Asante says cloth surgical masks can actually last longer if a hospital worker is also wearing a face shield, because it could protect them from large liquid droplets when a patient coughs or sneezes.
That one wasn't something that we had kept on hand, and so this group of inventors and entrepreneurs was able to really quickly develop a face shield solution for us. It was amazing.
Community members across the country have teamed up to make cloth masks for hospital workers, and there are numerous tutorials for how to make them online. The problem, Murphy says, is that not all masks are created equal. In order to protect a caregiver from infectious liquids, their mask needs to be made of a special kind of material.
If you think about maybe like outdoor clothes, and you have certain types of clothing that wicks the sweat away from you and keeps you kind of dry and warm. Well, a face mask is a far more complicated kind of version of that.
The U.S. supply chain for surgical masks has been disrupted by the pandemic. Nearly all of our masks are made overseas, and China is one of our biggest producers.
So where they were once producing millions of masks per day, it just stopped. The combination of the break in the manufacturing chain, along with the surge in need for the product, that creates a bit of a problem.
And the U.S. largely lacks the ability to mass produce surgical masks because the raw materials are hard to find domestically. The COVID Skunk Works team here in the Rogue Valley is on the lookout for these materials to make medical grade respirators for local healthcare workers. The Centers for Disease Control says homemade masks won't entirely prevent someone from contracting COVID-19, but they could help prevent someone from spreading it. That's why COVID Skunk Works leader Brad Converse says he thinks that everyone should wear cloth masks, whether they're sick or not, to slow the spread of the virus among people who don't know that they have it.
You know, you can make your own, you can make them for your neighbor, make sure to wash it every single night or anytime you come back from being outside, wash it with soap and water.
Asante's Brian Murphy says the community-wide effort to make protective gear for hospital workers has been heartwarming, but he's concerned about what the next few weeks will bring as the coronavirus continues to spread and bring patients who will need critical care and essential equipment to Oregon's hospitals. April Ehrlich, JPR News.